Have you heard of men going their own way, or MGTOW? And do you know what that is? I'm making this video in response to a request from a viewer who wanted me to specifically look into this issue. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. If that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and we'll get going. So I first heard about men going their own way from this person, and I had seen the acronym MGTOW around, but I had yet to actually experience what it meant. And while I think there may have been a really positive intention behind this movement, I think that parts of it have become toxic. And I think that some people are involved with the movement simply because they may have been in really toxic relationships with really toxic people. But we're going to go into a little more detail about what men going their own way really means, what they meant for it to mean, and what has become of it today. So I'm just going to share with you what I know, and I'll be really interested to hear what you think. Take a look. So we're going to start with the facts here. What is men going their own way? Well, according to their website, which is mgtow.com, it is a statement of self-ownership where the modern man preserves and protects his own sovereignty above all else. It is the manifestation of one word, no, ejecting silly preconceptions and cultural definitions of what a man is, looking to no one else for social cues, refusing to bow, serve, and kneel for the opportunity to be treated like a disposable utility, and living according to his own best interests in a world which would rather he didn't. In other words, common sense for men. I found this definition in a Reddit forum called Out of the Loop, and it says, men going their own way is one of those in theory versus in practice things. He says, in theory, men going their own way are guys who have decided to forego relationships due to a perceived imbalance of power between men and women, and have modified their lifestyle and outlook on life to continue without women. And he says, in theory, that sounds fine. Unfortunately, he adds, in practice, the group attracts guys who are particularly bitter and cynical about women and relationships in general, and who act poorly, giving the movement as a whole a bad name. He says this is common. It happens with a lot of different counterculture movements. So why are so many men going their own way anyway? Aren't they just really persecuting women? Maybe they're just anti-feminist. I will add, before I get started on this part, that I did look for someone to interview about this, and the reason I'm just now producing this video is because I couldn't find anybody, and I looked for a while. Nobody wants to talk about it, at least not to me. Huge update. As I was preparing for this video, I was working on the edit and I actually got really lucky. And I had a great conversation on Twitter with several different MGTOW philosophers, or red pillars as they call themselves. And I'm telling you right now, there are plenty of decent guys out there who have just become fed up with society and with potentially toxic women that they've come across in the past. So I think this is kind of a more important issue than we may realize. It's not just about men's rights, it's about men being treated like crap by our society, as I understand it. One of the guys I talked with was actually a single father who can't get any help for his child. The mother has fallen off the planet, is no longer involved, and while he's grateful that his child is away from a toxic mother, he's also struggling with the fact that he can't get any sort of support for the child, he can't get any sort of help with health insurance or anything else. And this is more common than you think. Definitely more common than I thought. Now, figuring out the actual history of this movement and where it came from, that was a little muddier. Even the MGTOW website wasn't quite as clear as I would have hoped about where this came from. But here's what I've learned by digging in and doing some research. This term has been around about 15 years, and the idea is based on something that was actually published back in 1927. In general, though, probably around the early 70s is when men started to think that maybe they needed to try to understand the not always positive parts of being a woman. And there were certain writers during this time and after this time who started to reach out to men and sort of help them rebuild themselves. So, of course, as this all was going on, the men's rights movement in the 90s, it got really strong, and it really started to call out those inequities between men and women. At that time, a lot of guys thought that if men and women worked together, then equality would be a thing, so that women then would step into some of the roles that affect men. And I think that has happened, but in some cases, you know, these guys are saying, well, if you're stepping into those roles, then we should also have some of the roles that women have. So I see some of this in our society with things like stay-at-home dads, where the mother goes to work and the father stays home, or things like that. With all that being said, though, we all have to admit that that is far below the norm. Most of the time, it doesn't work that way. Either both parents work or the father works outside the home. So they say women didn't give us equality, women became above us. They say that they found themselves feeling unhappy with women. They want to help other men to kind of decide what the future will hold, and also to be aware of what our society expects of them. I'm not saying that this is accurate information, but I can absolutely understand the reason that people feel the way they feel. Now, I also found something very interesting that I wanted to share with you about this. There was a manifesto published by this group back in 2006, but they say that it doesn't really represent the modern philosophy, so we're not going to dig into that today, because in that one, it talks way too much, they say, about the female behavior, and that many important contributors at that time just dismissed the whole thing as an attempt to sort of create the movement of anti-feminism. That's not what this is. What they do say is that the only rule for MGTOW is to not have relationships with women, and that was defined for me by my Twitter friend as not cohabitating and not marrying women. The rule is based on Breifalt's law, and I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, so please correct me if you can, anyone. Breifalt's law from 1927. And so what I understand is that in some way that kind of makes him the founder, but it really took 80 years and, of course, the rise of feminism to even be noticed by most guys. So basically, this law says that the woman, not the man, determines the conditions of the family. So the law goes on to say that where the woman can get no benefit from a relationship with a man, no such relationship happens. So what it comes down to is that, according to this law, the woman only gets with a man if she can get something out of it, and she doesn't stay if he can't continue to give her that benefit. And then later he goes on to talk about the fact that women will also not be with a man unless they get a benefit out of the deal, and how women will leave the man even if she promises to stay if the benefit ends or she gets her hands on whatever it is that she wants. Now, again, I would add the word toxic in front of this, because certainly toxic women and men behave this way. This is not just a female thing or a male thing. However, the whole MGTOW thing says, okay, yeah, sometimes men are toxic too, but women have more support in our society when they have been in a relationship like this. That's very common. And that's exactly what I know to be true doing what I do. I do have about a 25% male audience right now. And when I first started talking about narcissistic abuse recovery here on YouTube, I did so to women. And then I realized as I was talking and as people were responding to my videos that 25% of y'all were men. And you said to me, please stop saying, you know, that it's only women who are victims and that it's only men who are narcissists. And while I never said that exactly and I never believed it to be true, I really was only talking to females at the beginning. To be perfectly honest with you, if I had known that so many men were interested in hearing what I had to say about it, I probably wouldn't have named my site queenbeing.com. But I think the shift in my focus has been really important, not just for you, but also for me. Because as I've said, I am the mother of two sons and one daughter, but all three of them need to understand that they are equal to each other and to other people in the world. And I think this is really important for all of us as we're going forward, making a less toxic society. You know, and we as individuals must start that in our homes. There's no doubt that women have had a tough history in this country and many others, but the MGTOW movement is based on something different. The idea that today men are treated as inferior to women in a number of ways, as though our society has sort of overcorrected itself in the process of righting certain wrongs. And if we're being honest, on some level, there could be some truth to this idea, at least when we're talking about non-toxic men. Does every MGTOW philosopher think all women are bad? Not according to my research. While some of those who are new and still very angry may feel that way, there's a growing group of mature, thoughtful, straight men, even many single fathers, who just choose not to be involved in cohabitation and marriage with women. And while a certain percentage of red pillars, as they call themselves, certainly do seem toxic, my guess is that a decent percentage of them are truly just decent people who are tired of being abused by toxic women in a society that sometimes supports that abuse. While I definitely do not agree with all of the ideology here, I kind of get it, especially as the mom of two boys and one girl. It must feel a whole bunch like validation to them. But is MGTOW the answer? I don't think so. Nor do I think radical militant feminism is the answer. Hate never heals. I think love heals. We have to accept our differences and our similarities, and we have to embrace them. I think healthy men and women could work together to create some pretty serious positive change in our society, but we'd have to get through a whole lot of toxic people to make it happen. And with that being said, I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. So tell me what you think, and let's keep going here. There's so much more to discuss. So what do you think about all that? Let's talk about it. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you heard of MGTOW or Men Going Their Own Way? And what are your thoughts on this movement? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Now, I'd like to offer a really quick shout out to my amazing channel members, my inner circle. Thank you so much for being a part of this channel, for helping me to make this channel better for everyone else, and to spread my mission even further. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate that you took a chance on me and that you're here supporting my mission here at YouTube to help survivors of narcissistic abuse discover, understand, and overcome their situations so that they can evolve and become the people they truly want to be. Thank you. It means so much to me. My awesome channel members and inner circle include Angela Falsetta, Susan Marion, Roxanne Antle, Deborah, Lorenzo D, Life's Revival, Trisha Wolf, James F, Marlene, Jen Archer, Sarah Lee, Patricia Keenum, Delilah DeBalsack, and Darla Berg. All right, now that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right here and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button right down there. I'll see you soon.